DHS displays worst of the worst migrants arrested in LA Democrats' sanctuary city. By Neil Monroe on June 26, 2025. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is displaying more of the criminal migrants that ICE is carefully extracting from the Democrats' protective sanctuary cities. As bad faith politicians attempt to demean and vilify our brave law enforcement, we will only double down and ramp up our enforcement actions against the worst of the worst criminals, said a statement from Tricia McLaughlin, the agency's Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs. Many of the foreign criminals have been living in California for more than a decade with tacit and direct support from city and state governments. During those years, most have likely committed many additional crimes against Americans than the crimes listed by DHS on their rap sheets. Their departure will likely drop the crime rates, much to the benefit of Americans' neighborhoods. Daniel O'Farrell, a citizen of Cuba. He violated an immigration judge's 2004 removal order and remained in the United States for decades. He has been arrested for murder, burglary, armed robbery, battery, driving under the influence, and transporting/selling narcotics. He was also convicted of possessing crack cocaine with the intention to sell. Jesus Zamora Lopez, a citizen of Mexico. He has been identified as a MS-13 gang member and was convicted for assault with a deadly weapon and sentenced to 3 years in prison. He was also convicted of contributing to the delinquency of a minor and petty theft. He was ordered removed by an immigration judge in 1997 and has entered the U.S. illegally at least 2 times since. Pedro de Barrios Dominguez is a Guatemalan national who illegally re-entered the United States after being ordered removed by an immigration judge in 2011. The criminals come from around the world, spotlighting the federal government's quiet welcome since 1990 for a huge variety of illegals. Hung Nguyen, a citizen of Vietnam. During his time in the United States, he has been convicted of 22 crimes, including indecent exposure, theft, and possession of burglary tools. In 2023, he was convicted of inflicting corporal injury on a spouse/cohabitant for which he was sentenced to 2 years imprisonment. Vladimir Dinaev, a Russian citizen. In 2021, he was paroled into the United States by President Joe Biden's government. In 2024, he was convicted of conspiracy to commit computer fraud and aggravated identity theft, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud, for which he was sentenced to a collective total of 10 years in prison. Most of the criminals come from Mexico. Unsurprisingly, Mexico's government opposes Trump's deportation campaign. Christian Vasco Echeverry is a Mexican national and illegal alien with a violent criminal history, including arrests and convictions for multiple assaults with deadly weapons. Pedro Davalos Castellanos is a Mexican national with a history of violent behavior and has been convicted for domestic battery of a spouse, robbery, burglary, and forgery. He was arrested by DHS after illegally re-entering the United States and is in custody pending removal. Cesar Cetina Michua, a citizen of Mexico. He was convicted of attempted murder after illegally entering the United States. Many of the criminals are part of the drug industry that has killed hundreds of thousands of Americans. The list includes foreign drug criminals who have been imported for prosecution and slated for deportation. Angel Francisco Ortega Rodriguez, a citizen of Mexico. In 2023, he was paroled into the United States for prosecution. In 2024, he was convicted of importation of fentanyl and was sentenced to prison for 27 months. Pedro Davalos Castellanos is a Mexican national with a history of violent behavior and has been convicted for domestic battery of a spouse, robbery, burglary, and forgery. He was arrested by DHS after illegally re-entering the United States and is in custody pending removal. Otto Fernando Godoy, a citizen of Guatemala. In 2022, he was paroled into the United States for prosecution. He was convicted of international conspiracy to distribute cocaine and sentenced to 51 months in prison. Roberto Martinez Torres, a citizen of Mexico. He was convicted of drug trafficking and sentenced to 2 years and 5 months in prison. He was also convicted of illegally re-entering the United States after he was ordered removed in 2018. Walter Jose Clarios, a citizen of Mexico. He has illegally entered the U.S. at least 3 times after being removed. He was convicted for robbery, burglary, and 2 drug possession crimes. Many of the migrants have been convicted of sex crimes that are often not crimes in their home countries. Salvador Montar Morales, a citizen of Mexico. He unlawfully entered the United States and was convicted of attempted sexual contact with a minor. Feliciano Castro Sanchez is a Mexican national and criminal illegal alien. He was arrested in March of 2025 for sexual battery and touch for sexual arousal and is in custody pending his removal. Jacinto Roberto Mateo is a Guatemalan national and registered sex offender and aggravated felon. He was convicted for lewd acts with a minor in 2017 and sentenced to 3 years in prison. Chelo Vivar Ribaldo, a citizen of Mexico. He was convicted of having sex with a minor, narcotics violations, and a hit and run. He illegally crossed the border on at least 4 different occasions. Efron Omar Rosales Serrano, a citizen of Honduras. He was ordered removed from the United States, but illegally re-entered in 2023. He was convicted of attempting to molest a victim under 12 years old. Juan Diego Yuen is a Mexican national and registered sex offender. An illegal alien, he was convicted for sexual penetration of a minor under the age of 16. He has been arrested by DHS and is in custody pending removal. Juventino Acevedo Rodriguez is a registered sex offender and Mexican national who re-entered the United States illegally after he was removed. He was convicted for having oral sex with an unconscious victim. The Democrat mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, is blaming ICE's enforcement for crime and chaos in the city of illegal migrants.